It's the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour. I'm Derek Knight of sonofcheese.com. Welcome to the big program. It's once again Wednesday, and once again with us, my regular co-host from fizzleandpop.com, Colin Burton.
Hello, everybody.
And, you know, if you can kind of tell, Colin is coming through loud and clear today. And who's that thanks to?
That's thanks to you, Derek.
That's thanks to me, because I took some of my stuff that I had lying around the house, and I took it over to Colin's house, and I set him up so that he's not talking through some tin can crappy stupid headset that you bought for like $12 off of Amazon. You're actually talking through some professional audio equipment, ain't you?
I am indeed. Look at me go.
And do you know how to turn any of it on or work any of it?
I know how to turn it on. I don't know how to work any of it.
Got the on and off part, and that's all you need to know.
Yeah, I mean the other...
And personally, I'm sick.
Are you?
I'm sick right now. I'm not as sick as I usually get, but I am sick. I had to go to the doctor today, and it was actually kind of a lousy day. We're recording this on Monday, by the way, just, you know, breaking down that fourth wall, as the kids say. Recording this on Monday. Today was a lousy day to start because my truck wouldn't start. The battery wasn't dead. The alternator wasn't dead. Thought it might be the starter or the solenoid, but nope. Just needed to clean the battery leads, and then it was fine, but that started off the day lousy, and yeah, I got a bit of a sinus infection. How do you feel today, Colin?
I've got a cough that I can't shake. And it sometimes just, it's a cough so strong that my lungs have to empty every once in a while. And it's just painful. Painful. But other than that, I'm fine.
That's probably a little bit more information than anybody needed at this point.
Well, if you're near me when you cough, you might want to know what the hell's going on. You might think I'm dying.
Yes. Colin has been recently targeted by the juggernaut that is Viacom. So while he is physically ill, he's also mentally ill as well, because Viacom International seemed to think that they own words, just random words out of the English language, as well as intellectual property. So why don't, Colin, why don't you explain what's been happening with you for the kids who might not be aware?
Well, apparently back in early February, Viacom told Google and YouTube that they had to take down 100,000 videos that they felt were infringing on their intellectual property. And mine happened to fall under that, even though nothing about it had anything to do with them.
But what was the title of your targeted video?
It was IF for Illustration Friday. So IF-help with help in quotes.
Help!
And,
I need somebody's help.
Dash sketch.
I just need anybody. Help!
So.
Need someone's help. So now, did we actually determine that Viacom International owns the Beatles movies, and is that possibly why they took it down?
I didn't.
Or ordered it taken down?
I didn't really determine anything, and the same day that I found out that it was Viacom that had done that, I sent an email back to YouTube asking them to clarify why Viacom would think that they own the rights to my video, and that was also the same day that Viacom decided to sue Google and YouTube for $1 billion. So I imagine my email is not very high priority for them at the moment.
You don't think?
Yeah, I think they're a little busy.
Just a little bit.
But I did find a workaround, and that was to slightly re-edit my film to shorten it a little bit so it wouldn't see it as a duplicate upload, and change the name.
And I'm sure that the name being Help was what they had an issue with. Although,
yeah.
I mean, seriously, that's a pretty common word in the English language. Yes, it was a hit Beatles song. Yes, it was a hit Beatles movie.
Right.
And yes, the Beatles are a juggernaut in and of themselves and a money-making cash cow for whomever owns their rights. But Jesus Christ, they're not the first or the last people to ever use the term help, 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 help. By the way, Viacom International, the title of this podcast, it might goddamn well be Help.
Well, they seem to have gotten past the point where they're ordering videos taken down and they're just going straight for the jugular of the cash cow at the moment. So I think we could name it, Viacom Licks Balls.
It's a mad cash cow.
So.
Hey, Viacom Licks Balls. I think that actually, want to get a few search hits, I think we might go for that. on the other side of that coin, on the other side of the Viacom Licks Balls coin, we're going to start talking Freak Train. Let's talk the Freak Train. Woo woo, coming into town, baby.
God, do we have to?
We do. And you, Colin Burton, shy little Colin. Colin is going to perform. Actually, well, you're going to Freak Train for the first time.
I am going, yes.
Yeah, and initially you thought that I would force you to perform, get up on stage and dance, monkey, as part of a skit, a larger skit that I had been threatening you with, kind of comically, and you took me seriously. But that got you thinking about going solo. Suddenly, you know, and you are mistaken. Open mic, yes. Stand up only, no. You can do anything you want at Freak Train as long as you follow certain rules. The basics are you don't pose a danger to yourself, the audience, or the facility. Outside of that, pretty much anything goes, so you don't have to do stand-up. But it got you to thinking. So how's that whole stage fright thing going at this point for you?
Yeah, I didn't actually do anything that I was talking about over the weekend, and I'm starting
to... Well, why don't you fill the kids in on, because, you know, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
But the kids listening, the four kids listening, might not know. So you were talking about wearing a chicken tea cozy or something of some sort on your head? What was that all about?
That was just temporary insanity. I don't think I'm going to try to do that. So, no, I was thinking... To get over my fear of people looking at me, which I have.
Don't look at me!
Yeah, exactly.
I'm horrible!
Yeah, it's hideous. But to get over that fear, I thought maybe I would go out this weekend and try to find something, and I could incorporate it into the act eventually on Monday about how I went about doing that. But the thing I was looking to find was some kind of tea cozy to put on my head to... draw attention for like a day or so.
To keep your head warm.
Yeah, but I didn't do it, so that's not happening. So there goes that material.
So the whole tea cozy thing, you've still got time to do the tea cozy thing.
No, I don't, but not really, no.
I thought the tea cozy thing was less for the act and more for you to just get over that whole stage fright thing.
Yeah, but I realize that it's not going to work.
Ah!
Yeah. I have no ideas for what to do on Monday. I have a feeling that I'm going to go up and watch. That's what's going
to happen. Colin likes to watch kids. He likes to watch.
Yeah.
So now you're backing out. You initially were like, okay, fine, I'll do Trinity's Company. The vaunted Trinity's Company. The award-nominated Trinity's Company.
Uh-huh.
And by award-nominated, I mean I just made that up.
Mm-hmm.
And so that, because you were afraid that you would have had to do that, you started to think about performing solo. And then after what? You decided not to perform?
No. It took me all weekend, really much. I haven't decided I'm not going to perform. It's just I can't think of anything to do. And I am very, very concerned about my stage fright because it's very real. I'll get terrified. I'll get up there and I'll forget how to walk.
How bad can it be?
And I'll just be there tottering, you know, in front of the microphone.
How bad can it be, Mr. Burton?
It can be very bad.
I don't see how this is possible.
You don't have stage fright.
Well, now everybody has stage fright to a point. And yes, I've done probably more things in the public eye in my lifetime than you have. But that doesn't mean I don't still get nervous.
Yeah, but it's not the same. It's not the same level of nervousness. Trust me on this.
Mm.
So
I don't know.
I'll see. I am not totally bowing out yet. I'll see if I can come up with anything.
Oh, and you will. By God, you will. If not, I'll come up with something for you.
Yeah. Not if I don't tell you that I haven't come up with something. Then it'll just be too damn late.
Oh, no. Oh, no. You forget how prolific I am, my friend. I can come up with two acts in one sitting, and one of them will be yours, and you will be forced to learn it on the way up.
Ha! But if I'm driving, I can't do that.
Oh, yes, you can.
No.
You could have your passengers read it to you.
It'll be dark. There won't be any reading.
Actually, it won't be.
It will be.
It won't be. It won't be dark on the way up because you have to get there slightly before 7.
Yeah, but I have tinted windows.
Oh.
And we'll be driving near the mountain.
It is windy, and I certainly didn't expect it to be so.
Yes, exactly.
Here comes the excuses. Here come the excuses that you promised so many moons ago, and it's coming to fruition. Colin and his bag of excuses.
At least I didn't lie, right? I mean...
Similar to a bag of pus, except not as sweet smelling.
Mm. What about Justin Carmichael, huh? What about him?
What about Justin Carmichael? I emailed him today.
Yeah.
I asked him, are you going? He emailed back and said, April, I'm ready to be berated. I emailed him back and mildly berated him because I'm getting tired of berating him, frankly. I've berated him enough to this point because he's the one. He's the one that said he came up with a stand-up routine in a fever dream. He's the one that said, I want to go to Freak Train. Hallelujah, it's time for Freak Trains. And he's the one who's been backing out for 3 straight months.
Well, maybe he's kind of like me, and now that he's thought it all over, it's not new to him, so it's...
Which, yeah, that is the we've discussed this in a previous podcast, and I'm not going to off the top of my head remember which number. But, yes, Colin has a problem, kids, and that problem is that if he's rehearsed something, it suddenly seems, that's old hat. I don't want to do that again. And so that's probably going to be the one, if there is a one large gorilla looming over your possibility of doing stand-up waiting to crush it in its mammoth hand, it would be that. It would be your tendency to just plain suck at that.
See, the thing is, for me, spontaneous is important. And if it's not at all spontaneous, if I've rehearsed it, if I've practiced it, if I have it in my head, it's going to come across flat.
It's going to come across static. Well, you know, then that's the next step. Practice spontaneity. Now, I know that sounds like I know that sounds redundant. You can't practice spontaneity, but you can.
Not in a week.
It's all acting.
Yeah, and I'm a great actor.
See, that was funny. No. I'm just kind of trying to build you up. It wasn't that good.
You're just lying to me.
But I'm good at that.
Lying to me.
I am really good at that. And that's also another one of the skills that I like to, use at Freak Train. Lying to people.
Mm.
You could do it too.
I'm not much of a liar. What? You laugh? I'm not. I don't lie.
Well, anyway, if there are any people near the Denver area who are listening to this podcast, Colin will be at Freak Train this coming Monday, as will I at the Bug Theater at 37th and Navajo in Denver, Colorado. Doors open at 7, showtime is at 8. Whether Colin will perform or not remains to be seen. I will, in fact, perform, so if you'd like to see some really lousy stand-up comedy from me, be sure to be there. If you want to see Colin's fledgling performance on stage, who knows when that will be? Maybe this coming Monday, maybe not. Either way, it's $5 to get in and you get beer. I don't drink beer, so there's more for you if you drink beer. If you are a beer-drinking individual, Freak Train is for you. And in fact, that's why I like to go 10th out of 12, because people have been drinking.
Right. See, and I'm thinking people have been drinking, so they're liable to throw shit. I don't know if that's a good idea.
No. This is the most forgiving crowd you will ever, ever have the opportunity to perform in front of. That's all I can say. The most forgiving crowd ever. Mm-hmm. I mean, if the drugged out hippie in his dirty chicken suit can get up there and people are only mildly going like, what the fuck's going on? Then you know that anything remotely good is going to get a standing ovation.
But I don't necessarily feel that I'm remotely good, you see.
People cheer me, man. People cheer me. And if they cheer me, then they have to be forgiving. That's all I can say.
Or you are that good.
Well, I'd like to think so, but I've looked at the tapes, and I don't think I am. That's so that, you've got to do it. That's all I can say. You've got to do it.
Yeah.
Speaking of the stage fright, because we were, it's time to debut a completely new segment on the big show today, on the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour, not called Colin's Stage Fright and What Size Is It This Week, but it's called Sexy But Not So Sexy Books on Tape, with Sergeant Heppel.
Yay! Let's go.
I know.
Roll that, baby.
Yeah, roll it.
Say there, baby. It is finally time for Sexy But Not So Sexy Books on Tape with Sergeant Heppel.
Chapter 37, Installing the Processor. Follow the directions carefully for mounting the fan onto the chip. If your fan includes thermal grease, and I hope it does, be sure to use only a thin layer to completely cover the contact area between the processor and the fan. No gaps. A thin layer will help pull heat from the chip. But too thick a layer will actually degrade thermal conduction. Lift the release arm on the ZIF socket and insert the chip assembly in the socket. Line up pin number one. And you know what pin that is. Between the chip and the socket. And if everything is lined up properly, the chip should drop into complete contact with the socket without force. And that would bend pins, and we don't want that. After you've checked that the processor is properly seated, clamp it into the socket by moving the lever to its down and fully latched position. And you are ready to go.
You've been listening to the sultry sounds of Sexy But Not So Sexy Books on Tape with Sergeant Heppel. And now, back to the program.
Yay!
I'd like to thank Sergeant Heppel, who is not only a veteran of Iraq, but a veteran of the Books on Tape career that he had, short-lived career that it was, for reading part of some sort of computer manual in a sexy manner for us on the Big Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour. And, of course, I'd also like to thank the ghost of Barry White for doing the voiceover drops for the intro and the outro of that bit.
Way to go, Sergeant Heppel.
Way to go, Sergeant Heppel. There's more of those in the future. There's more of those that we've already recorded, as a matter of fact. And also more sushi reports are coming from Kathy Heppel in the future. She's done and gone out and eaten some sushi in the Washington, D.C. area and is ready to review those restaurants for us. And also, kids, come on. We need more questions for the Berate a Canadian, Ask a Canadian segments that we've got on the horizon.
Yeah.
I mean, we've had some questions, but not enough. And not, you know, frankly, not good enough, people. I expect more out of you. And you specifically. You know who you are. I expect more out of you.
Me?
No, not you.
Me?
I don't expect much out of you.
You don't expect anything from me?
We do have two, awesome. Count them, two Canadians in our stable O Canadians so far, a West Coaster and a Manitoban, and I would like one more, preferably an East Coaster, but I'm not picky. So if you're a Canadian and you're listening on the off chance that one of our 12 listeners is Canadian, call me up or email me or even email Colin, and we'll get you into the stable O Canadians. But either way, send in questions that we can ask our Canadians on the Ask a Canadian segment, because those are going to be starting here before you know it. And if you miss your chance to get in on this, you will feel the shame. I swear to God, you will feel the shame. You!
Yeah, I think one of... What?
What?
One of my new readers is Canadian. I suppose she might be interested.
Is this the Totsie? Totsie,
yes.
Is your new reader?
I believe so.
Yeah, you've been picking up readers like parks workers pick up trash here in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, but they're all quiet. Nobody says anything. A couple people say
something. Well, that one guy with the obnoxiously long name seems to like to comment.
Yeah, but...
What has he got, the pink and naked stick man? What the fuck is it? I can't remember.
I think he's a she, but I'm not sure.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
So you're picking up female readers, like so much trash in the park, is what you're saying.
That's what you're saying. I'm just saying that...
That's exactly what I'm saying, but it's true, too. Colin appeals to the ladies. Hello, ladies.
I don't quite see.
And a good day to you, sir.
But anyway.
But you've got a new Canadian reader.
Yeah, I think...
Well, hit her up for the segment. Say, hey, we do a segment called Ask a Canadian. Yeah, can we call you and ask you questions?
Here's the thing about that, though. You don't really clue me into anything that we're doing. This is all, like, sprung on me. So it's not like...
I drive the bus, so, and you're the co-host.
I'm supposed to say, so there's this thing that is done at some point in time, but I don't really know when. Would you be interested? That type of thing.
Okay, well, like, yeah, that's pretty much how I do it, too. I mean, what you got to do is you first say, it's going to be called Ask a Canadian, and we're trying to get Canadians on board for it. It can be recorded at your leisure, and we can work around your schedule. Because we haven't sprung for a Skype out number or a Skype in number, we've got to call you. Is that okay?
Uh-huh.
Can you be funny?
Oh,
that's what you say. That's how you get Canadian. That's how you draw Canadians in.
Is it?
That and promises of beer.
Yeah. Funny is the honey to Canadians, huh?
They're very polite people. It's hard for them to say no. Prey on their weakness, Colin. Prey on it.
See, you got to remember, I'm not an evil person like you. So.
Oh, now, Colin. Now, back in the day, as the kids say, and by back in the day, in this case, I think I mean, what, a year and a half ago, maybe. You had my wife fooled. My wife used to say, Colin's the only one in the art department not going to hell. But she's since revised that statement because she knows you're nothing but trouble.
No, I don't believe that.
Well, believe it, pal, because it's true.
Believe
you're
it.
Just as evil as... What is that line from Raiders of the Lost Ark that Belloc says it would only take a nudge to push you out of the light?
Nah, whatever.
You and I, we're not so different.
I think we are.
In what way?
Lots of ways. You're a Republican.
Actually, I'm not really a practicing Republican anymore.
You're a reformer.
I mean, I'm registered as Republican. This is true. I am registered as Republican, but I'm not really identifying with that party at this point in my life.
Well, why not?
Why not? Why not? Why not?
Why not?
What's going on, man? There's a whole lot of bullshit going on right now that I don't want to be a part of.
Yeah,
of course,
well.
I hate the Democrats, and I'd like to be a libertarian, but they like that whole legalizing the pot thing, and I'm not into the marijuana. I'm not, you know, I can't tolerate these drugs.
Mean you have to do it.
I'm dead set against it. I'm not convinced. I'm not convinced that it's harmless. I'm not convinced by these studies that say, oh, it's fine.
I don't know.
I don't think so. Otherwise, why would it be illegal?
You could have said the same thing about alcohol back in, what, the 20s?
Say, brother, the demon liquor is not that bad for you. In fact, a little bit every day will help your metabolism. That's what I've been told.
Cigarettes aren't good for you. In my
opinion,
sticking any kind of smoke into your body can't be a good thing.
Exactly.
So why should alcohol and cigarettes be legal if pot isn't?
Look,
let's
man,
make it all
let's
legal.
Not get
no, make it
let's
legal,
man,
damn it.
Look, man, we're not doing politics on this show, all right?
Apparently we are.
So I'm going to tell you right
I
now,
see
so
you
you're going to
hijacked it.
You're going to drop it, pal.
Am I?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh man. Wow, talk about submissive. I'm sorry, sir.
I didn't say that. Right. Okay, I'll drop it. That's all.
So, I've been playing that big that Nintendo Wii. I bought the most recent release,
forgetting
the
to bring that
Tiger Woods game.
Hmm? You keep forgetting to bring that game and Heather's music. She's going to get
pissed
at you.
Now, well, you know, she's been pissed at me several times.
Yes, well.
That's not a big deal. I did separate from the pack, the Trauma Center game that you asked to borrow. So that step has been taken. The music is going to take a little bit longer.
All right.
Because it's all packed away.
Okay.
You know, she'll get it eventually. What doesn't matter what format she gets it in. She'll get what she requested. She just necessarily won't get it the way she thought she would.
Okay. Anyway, go on. You bought it.
Yeah, picked up the Tiger Woods game, which I'll tell you what, it's about as frustrating to play as real golf. My dad, who used to be a PGA professional, was interested when I told him that I bought it. We brought the Wii over to their place yesterday, I think it was, and we played a round of golf. And I think my dad, former PGA professional, finished 26 over.
Hmm.
26 over par. My wife actually won the round with a 2 over par, and I came in second with a 3 over par.
Wow.
Now, this game, game is so frustratingly realistic at times that you just almost feel like giving up. That and the announcers and the commentators mock you.
I feel like
to the point where even my mom was screaming cuss words at them.
Yeah, I feel like giving up just listening to you talk about it.
But it's an immensely fun game. It's very addictive, and there's several ways to play. And plus, in stark contrast to the Nintendo Wii Mii's that you get to make that are, you know, look all fun and cartoony, the EA Sports games, true to form, you can make your character, but it's much more lifelike. And you actually spend more time making and refining these characters almost than you do playing the games. But
mm-hmm.
Either way, it was a fine, fine investment. And if anybody's listening, I'm getting no compensation for recommending this game from Nintendo or EA Sports. But seriously, if you haven't played it by now, get it, play it, you'll like it. If you like golf. If you don't like golf, don't even freaking try. I mean, because it's just going to make you hate golf even more.
Right.
And I also finally opened up Red Steel, which has been in the plastic since I bought it about a month and a half ago. And I'm really enjoying that. And yeah, the storyline's weak. It's a Japanese friggin' game. It's just like that Trauma Center game. The game, the storyline is weak ass. But you just get past that because the gameplay is fun. Mm-hmm. And Red Steel, you know, I'm not a huge fan of first-person shooters, but the controls, the Wiimote-based controls, make it so much more fun because when you're doing the hand-to-hand stuff with the swords, you can block and parry and dodge and slash And it's a lot more fun than just button mashing, which is what really turned me off of these kind of games before, was just, you know, if you can pick up the right weapon and, you know, you do a couple of combinations of button, you were fine. But now you've actually got to do a little bit of physical action. And it's a lot, it holds your interest, in my opinion, more when you've got to aim and fire and do and slash and block and things of that nature.
Right. See, I've never played that, so I can't offer
I think you might like it. I mean, I don't know what you're... Well, I mean, because you're more of one of those gamer geeks than I am. Definitely way more. So you might look at it and say, oh, this is for children. This is for children. You take this back.
No, I wouldn't necessarily say that, but I might have more issue with the controls and stuff. Like you say, you're not much of a first-person shooter type person.
I really liked Unreal Tournament, but that was only because one of the people that worked at the agency liked to link up and play it with me, and I didn't like him very much, so I enjoyed shooting him in the head. And so that was that and playing Doom. Was it Doom or Quake? I think it was Quake 3 that we had that we used to link up and play. And Soldier of Fortune 2 is pretty fun, but I haven't played that in a long, long time. Mostly because you won't play it with me. You pansy
ass. It won't reinstall. It crashes every time it starts up. I don't know what the problem is.
Mm.
So.
Isn't
whatever.
Is it an illegal copy?
No. Everything's legal.
Everything's legal. Everybody in here is innocent. You remember that.
Yeah, it's legal.
But so. Colin did, though, kids. Colin picked up the Wii Play, which is recently released, the $10 game that comes with a Wiimote for $40. So it's a $50 game, and you get a Wiimote, so essentially it's a $10 game. I wasn't terribly enamored with it. I played it the one time over at your house, and it was...
It just... gives me hope for a good billiards game.
Yeah, the billiards was kind of fun, and yet, you know, that's just got to be, that's a natural for that interface, that somebody is going to produce a decent billiards game. That's...
Yeah, they need to also make a stick that you put the Wiimote in, so you actually feel like you're...
Oh, and they will, because there's now two, as at least two on the market, sports
golf clubs,
equipment sets for the Wii Sports, the golf and the tennis and the bat for baseball. Although it's a little stubby, it's still longer than the Wiimote. And
right.
So yeah, it's only a matter of time. I mean, they got the steering wheel you can clamp in, you know, clamp the Wiimote into. So yeah, like you said, it's only a matter of time. And,
right.
And there's all just the potential on this console. You know, I am so, this is
baby
so going against everything that I usually stand for, but I just love the Wii. I love the Wii and its potential. The potential, and you sent me today the video for Cooking Mama Cook-Off.
Yeah, I thought that was something you might find interesting. Yeah.
When Justin Carmichael first sent me a link to that, because it released in Japan, I think last year.
Yeah, we're behind them.
Yeah, and... He sent me a link and said, oh, I would love to have a Japanese version of the Wii so I could get this game. And I'm thinking, once again, you're a nutcase. Whatever. And then I saw it was going to be released in the U.S., and I was like, well, he'll probably be happy. And then I saw it, and I'm thinking, that is the funniest thing. I mean, obviously, what sells in Japan, and sometimes it never translates. But right. I think that this game, even though the concept is inane, something that would never sell on, like, the PS2, PS3, Xbox... But because of the interface on the Wii, a cooking game, I think, probably does have a chance of selling very well in the States, because suddenly it's interactive. Suddenly it's like, well, I've got to crack this egg. Oh shit, I got to flip that sushi. roll the maki.
Yeah, I think your dad would get a kick out of it too.
I think he might. Yeah, I mean, but the cooking mama is such a strange, almost hepped up on goofballs little character. With her crazy eyes and her...
Yeah, well...
That cooking mama, man, she frightened me. It's like a nightmare. It's like, you know, you wake up and there's cooking mama at the side of your bed going...
Yeah, I don't want that.
Those scary, sparkly, soulless eyes.
Hmm. See, I didn't watch the video. Well,
that was all you had to say about that?
Hmm. I'm so bland. My name
is
Colin Burton.
Good at stand-up. See? Right here.
You friggin' liar.
It was just, I saw the link to it, I clicked on it, and I sent it to you, and I didn't read anything about it, because it didn't really look like something that would necessarily interest me, but I knew you liked Cook.
Yeah, Cooking Mama.
So I really can't say anything about
Cooking Mama
or Mama, because I don't know anything about it.
So you don't actually pre-screen the shit you send
sometimes,
to me?
Just not all the times, and that time I didn't.
I expect that if you've sent something to me, you've screened it and said, here's something Derek might
That's
enjoy.
Just silly. I can usually determine that a lot quicker than actually having to read through it. Did you not enjoy it? Did you enjoy it or not?
I'm talking about it.
See? Yeah.
Some of the stuff you sent me, it's like, what the, whatever.
Well, but some of the stuff I send you, I also do read. So you might be whatevering the stuff that I actually read.
I could be. Who knows? We'll have to compare notes.
Ungrateful. See if I send you anything anymore.
You will.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, you will. You know what I am enamored with, and one of the things that I think you sent me, or it was Justin, I can't remember. You guys all, you know, sending me weird crap left and right, which is fine. I don't have necessarily time to dredge the internets for weird crap. Is that full size adult inflatable hamster ball?
Oh yeah, I sent
available.
That. Yeah.
Available surprisingly at your local Target for around $200.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't that look fun?
It looks like a lot of fun, but Mr. Safety Conscious that I am, the first things that came to my mind were, number one, can't use it indoors. Too big.
Mm-hmm.
A bowl in a china shop. Big.
Right.
Just impossible. And so then you really need a large area, like a full football field
or
size
lot.
Area. Or, see, I wouldn't even go so far as to say parking lot, because... With the fact that it's inflatable, sure, it's probably made to be durable. And yes, it can fit a full-size human being, or in my case, a 252-pound human being. I'm a little concerned with that weight plus the durability. Would you be able to use it on pavement before it just exploded? And if you're inside an inflatable ball when it pops, how bad does that hurt?
Oh, I'm sure it's like maybe a little light slap. It won't really hurt.
It's like the gentle purring of a kitten.
Exactly.
No,
you worry for nothing.
Well, but that's why I would say just take it to your local high school football field when nobody's watching and romp around. Just romp.
Just watching.
Roll around the track, man.
Yeah, you'll wind up on YouTube. Guaranteed.
Exactly. Well, yeah, you take friends with video cameras over and say, film me.
Yeah.
Or you have to draw straws, and the short straw has to handle the camera, and then everybody goes and buys a hamster ball, and you have hamster ball wars.
Right. That would be
like
fun.
Like hamster ball sumo.
That would be like from American Gladiators, you know?
Yeah. Let's do it.
Yeah, $200 a ball. Let's just do it.
$200. What's $200 to you, Mr. Moneybags, Mr. Palatial Estate on the northeast side of town?
Yeah.
I got 200. I have $200 in my pocket right now.
I'm happy for you. I don't. I don't even have it in the bank
come on.
Right now.
Oh, you and your I'm out of money speeches.
I am. I set aside half the money that I need to pay my taxes, and I'm down to like $30 to last me until my payday.
Ooh, taxes. That's right. You have to actually pay tax.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, it's well, hard. Much like, who was it that said only the little people pay taxes? Wasn't that one lady?
Paris Hilton? I don't know.
No. The other one with the...
The other one?
Leona Helmsley.
Oh, yeah, her.
Leona Helmsley. Only the little people pay taxes.
Yeah, the one who went to jail for tax. Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, what goes around comes around.
Right.
What you got to do if you want money back on your taxes, man, is you got to go up to our HR lady and you got to say, look, I need more coming out of my check. And you're just going to have to live with that. And then come tax time, you get monies back.
Well, I got money back from federal, but that went away quickly.
Got to pay state, right?
Yeah, I got to pay state. Got back from federal. But enough about my money. Anyway.
Or lack thereof.
Exactly.
But anyway, $200 hamster balls, boys and girls. My birthday's coming up. I could use a $200 hamster ball. Anybody out there want to give me a nice birthday present? $200 hamster ball, adult size, at Target. Look it up online. Send it to me. As many as you want to buy me. I don't care. They're only $200, people.
I know you're not.
What's $200 when it buys you a lifetime of love?
You promised to love us forever, huh?
In spirit, yes.
Yeah, well, whatever. Hey, you remember that, this reminded me, you remember that remote-controlled car that I sent around a long time ago that was in prototype and it was going to be bought out by Airhogs? The one that...
Oh, yeah, I saw the commercial for it finally.
So
yeah,
I saw one too, yeah.
Yeah, so, and it looks like it works.
One. Yeah.
Yeah, it looked like a lot of fun. Although, you know, I bought a remote-controlled truck about maybe 4 or 5 years ago when I started to get around where I had some disposable cash, and, you know, it's like, well, by God, I'm an adult now. I can go spend my monies and buy myself a toy if I want it.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how many times I've used that stupid remote control truck?
Not very often, but if it could fly.
Like seven times.
But if it could fly.
You're right. If it could fly, I could take it to the park and fly around.
You could chase ducks, and then when they try to fly away, you could keep chasing them. It'd be great.
Ooh.
See?
You bring up a valid point. Terrorize wildlife.
Exactly.
I'm going to add that to the list. Things I could do with the remote control air hog.
So, there you go.
Good point.
Yeah, see?
Well, I think we've rambled on enough for one show, and we've been just about as random as I think we could possibly be. I'm Derek Knight of SonOfCheese.com. With me, as always, Colin Burton from FizzleAndPop.com.
Take care, everyone.
Not as sick as he was, but I'm just about as sick as I'm going to get, and we'll be back again next Wednesday right here on the big program.